Back inside the booth, Derek and Luke recapping the West Final on Reunited in Green. We talked about, I thought it was destined they were going to win. Man, they shot themselves in the foot on a couple of occasions in this one, including something we'd seen several times this season, Luke, was they could not get field goal opportunities at halftime. Clock management as the half ran out foiled them many times and did again in this game.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that we talked about all year. It was like, well, you just hope that you learn from mistakes, right? Because if they don't get addressed, they pop up when it matters the most. And it clearly wasn't addressed because it popped up when it mattered the most, right? Like the way they handled everything, even from the logistics behind putting a quarterback like Brian Bennett in the game on the goal line when he's cold, when you have a quarterback that's done that all year and is playing well, at that point you can't start being soft, meaning, oh, now we're going to protect Cody's ribs. Right? Like, okay, you know what, guys? We're on the 1 yard line. Now we're going to protect Cody's ribs and put in a quarterback. It wasn't fair to Brian Bennett. I said it in the post game. I said it, right? It just wasn't. And so, those little things, and it's like one of those snowballs, right? You start the small snowball rolling down a cliff. By the time it gets to the bottom of the cliff, it's pretty big and it's unstoppable. And unfortunately, this problem came up and bit them in the tail. And it was just one of the problems because they just like we talked about in the Edmonton game, last Reunited in the Green, right? You can point in the big time games when it's best on best, you can point to specific scenarios and say, this is probably why they lost the game.
Yeah.
And in this game, turnovers didn't go the Saskatchewan Rough Riders way, which is, by the way, is suicidal when you give the ball to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, right? But also big plays. Winnipeg made big plays, Saskatchewan didn't, and that's one of the main reasons why you can look to them and say, now they've got this big Grey Cup ring that, yeah, I don't even want to talk about.
Yeah, and Cody talked about how playoff football is kind of different, right? They had talked about, well, Winnipeg's the best short yardage team. It didn't show up in the regular season statistically, but Cody said, yeah, guys don't really try at that, but they try in the playoffs, and they tried in this one. They blew up the Bennett play. They blew up Fajardo from the goal line. We should give some love to – I missed it while we were calling it live – Craig Dickinson waited 3 years to call that punt return.
Fantastic.
It was amazing. He faked out everybody except Justin Medlock. And you saw what Dickinson saw as to that should have scored, but Nick Marshall.
That was on any other day and any other rep, that was a clear touchdown. But Nick Marshall, you can tell he was gassed. And, you know, they were going at him a couple plays before that play came to fruition there. But he was gassed. It was like watching me run away with the football. Like, I was literally sitting up there like, oh, man, this is slow. And trust me, me and my triple XL sweater right now calling Nick Marshall slow. Yeah. That's a sin already. So you can tell that it was one of those deals where he was just, and everybody's been there. Honestly, yeah. Everybody's been there when they've played the game of their life, and you can't run on adrenaline. There's a point where adrenaline stops being your advantage, and you clearly saw that with Nick, because I put Nick Marshall up against anybody in a foot race on the ride, except maybe Kyren Moore and maybe a couple
Fair.
Of DBs,
yeah.
Right? But in that day, he just it really looked like it was. We had to double check whether it was Nick Marshall. I remember that. We had to be like, was that Nick Marshall? Because it just didn't look like
it. How was Shane Gauthier catching him, right?
How was Shane Gauthier catching? Yeah, exactly. Shane Gauthier.
I mean, Darvin Adams, he had to chase Darvin Adams, and you cannot let Darvin Adams go. So,
and Darvin Adams. You're exactly right, DT. Darvin Adams is the guy that you got a spotlight on all game, especially in the Winnipeg system. In the Winnipeg system, Darvin Adams is the long threat. There's not a different long threat. It's not like Saskatchewan where they've got a couple. No, Darvin Adams is the guy, and you've got to account for that every single rep, down in, down out. And he had already been burnt once early on in the game.
Right?
So, again, he was gassed. Too bad.
I'm glad that within the melancholy that is the fourth quarter of this one, we were able to get Craig Dickinson to brag about how cool that punt return was. Yeah. He's able to view it in the proper light now, because it was an amazing play and should have been a storied one if not for the crossbar that grew three sizes that day. Yeah. We'll wrap it up after this. It's Reunited in Green, looking back at the West Final on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Reunited in Green, it's the true story behind the West Final, the post-game show with Derek Taylor and Luke Mullinder. And in the interviews, Cody Fajardo told a really interesting story. He said on day three is when we practice what we do when we're in their end. How we do it, go over the crossbar, under it, around it, how do we do it? He said, because of my injury, they made me push it on day two, and I took day three off on the coach's recommendation. So we didn't have the week of practice of, do I throw it over, under, or around the crossbar? And we all know the throw directly into the crossbar and end of the season. I thought, that's Cody, that makes the story so much more painful. Oh.
Rider Nation, if you can see my face right there. That's a used car salesman right there. I'll tell you what. I love Cody to death, man.
You're not buying that?
I'm not buying any of that. That ball, again, I looked at the play. And I'm not a physics major, but it just didn't seem like that ball was on target to the receiver anyways.
They both insisted that's a touchdown. Kyren said that's a touchdown.
That's their job. They're supposed to say that.
Entirely true.
There's no way as a player I'm going to be like, yeah, no, I was going to drop that ball anyways. Right? So again, hindsight is 20/20. It's one of the greatest things about doing this, the way we're doing it. What an opportunity. But yeah, that's just part of the game. You got to deal with the crossbar, and I've seen it being hit 100 times, unfortunately. And let's be honest, DT, I'm going to be totally honest. Yeah. The Riders were way, way, way too fortunate. They shouldn't have even been in that situation. There were too many plays that led up to that play that should have gone the Bombers' way and shouldn't have gone the Riders' way. So I think that it might have been the football god saying, hey, you know what? We gave you a few breaks. Now we're going to enlarge this goalpost by an inch.
We'll
see what happens.
We'll talk about some of those problems in the next segment. I was ended up super impressed. I mean, that Fajardo was able to start. You heard in the pregame, sneaking into the hospital by the back door to get shot up to be able to play this game. The interception he throws, he said that was as far as I could throw it because I was hurt. He took beats. The first four plays they ran on offense were all passes to go, hey, you don't think he can throw? We're going to do this. That he gutted it out is, that's just a real plus for Rider fans forever.
One of the ultimate signs of respect you'll ever hear from a player is if he says these words, I'll run through a wall for that guy. That's like literally the top respect sign that a player can give another player. I would run through a wall for that guy. And the way Cody handled himself that week, the way that there were guys that would literally say that about Cody. And I'll say that. He was the type of quarterback that I'd run through a wall for as a player, because you know what it took, or he did, and what it took him to get on that field and do what he did that game. He solidified himself, not just as the franchise player of this game, but as the guy that you can look to when times are at their worst. You always want those players. For us, it was Jeremy O'Day.
Yeah.
When it was just when we were down on our luck, things weren't getting done, you could always look to Jeremy, and he'd have this steel look on his face like everything was going to be all right. He was just a little bit pissed off. And Cody is that guy.
Jeremy has that look when I ask him about potential roster moves, too. So it's good to know that still exists.
Yeah, it's odd that look is stuck with him for the rest of his GM career.
And it wasn't the only injury Cody fought through last season. He dislocated his shoulder. He'd taken a knock to the head. He thought he tore his ACL in the Calgary game. That guy has guts. And despite problems in the fourth quarter, the mix-up between Bennett and Powell, and Cody doesn't score from the one, the Riders were destined to win this game. The Kyren Morquette, you heard my voice, how excited I was, because I couldn't believe Marcus Sales didn't end the game. They were destined to win this game. Absolutely destined. I will go to my grave saying, I thought they were going to win that game until the second it hits the bar.
Yeah, it's like the football gods, when it hit the bar, just said, look, enough is enough. Like, I can't keep giving you guys more chances. And because they had a number of them. Right, the fumble that was called an incomplete pass, thankfully, the Sales interception you missed, the debacle that was the goal line that didn't. And remember, they had to not
their
only
self-inflicted
did they,
problems. Yeah, in this they game were self. Too.
And but here's the thing, though. That's how this game goes down in my books. Historically, I look at this game and say this was on them. And unfortunately, it's the first time you say that all year. Like, this was on the Riders. And unfortunately, but what I mean by that was literally top to bottom. coaches to players, all contributed some way, a brain fart that led to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers hanging around just long enough to finish them.
We'll talk about some of those next. It's Reunited in Green, a true story of the West Final on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. Derek Taylor and Luke Mullender, the end of Reunited in Green. 8 weeks of looking back at an incredible 2019 season. The twists and turns, the injuries, the star turns for players like Shaq Evans, Cody Fajardo battling through all these injuries, and they were really very honest about what exactly was going on in that West Final. Luke, pick a moment that stands out for you from what we've been able to do here. What were you glad to be able to take a deeper look back at?
I was really, actually, the game we just finished, the yes. West Final. And the reason why that is because I think it all came to a final, I think it was all concluded earlier than everybody thought it was. And like the last game of the season, you don't sit there watching it. You don't talk about it after, right? Like, it's just, it's done. You throw your stuff in a garbage bag and you get on WestJet and you get your peanuts and you get your Diet Coke. So for us to be able to go back and look at it and now actually being able to really invest it, like, I came here frustrated. I was frustrated. And it was a good frustration, though, because it wasn't like, oh, man, idiots, right? No, it was just, that's football. Football hit them. You have to play, especially in the playoffs, you have to be at your best. That's the best team you're going to play across the line of scrimmage from you. And it's such a delicate balance of positive and negative,
yeah.
Right? And so it was really nice watching that again and just saying, oh, man, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers won the Grey Cup, but they played the Grey Cup game the week before. They didn't play the Grey Cup game in the Grey Cup. That Grey Cup game was the West Final, and they got really lucky. It wasn't the Rough Riders' day. They didn't play their best game. They actually didn't even play their third best game. In my opinion, they were a middle-of-the-road team that game in the West Final, and that goes from coaches to players. And I think that a lot of them will admit that it was a game where they gave it to the Bombers. But hey, you can't do that, especially in the West Final. You crazy?
Yeah.
This isn't Toronto. This isn't Ottawa.
This has been so much fun. More than 20 interviews to put this together. Thank you so much to the players. Craig Dickinson, Cody Fajardo, Shaq Evans, just being totally honest about the scenarios has opened it up so much for us. Props to Ariel and Jessica at the Riders for making this possible and getting these guys to... They don't tell you the truth during this season. Shaq said, I wasn't going to tell you I broke my toe kicking the pylon, but now I can tell you I broke my toe kicking the pylon. And these are the stories as fans that we love to hear, and we were so glad to be able to bring them to you and so much appreciate you listening with us for these 8 weeks, something we hope to continue doing because these are great stories and we have a great team to cover and follow here that is willing to share them with us. So thank you so much for being with us. For Luke, for Mitchell, for Ballsy, for Zinger, for everybody here, appreciate you being with us. The final episode of Reunited in Green on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.